U.S. ethanol exports continue to grow, despite Brazil's prohibitive tariff. Brazil's 18% tariff on U.S. ethanol since January of last year hasn't stopped the U.S. biofuel industry from finding other markets to grow its exports, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs Luke Lindberg.
The world is opening up to U.S. ethanol. They recognize that it is a low-cost, win-win opportunity for many folks to meet sustainability targets that they have set for themselves and reduce the price of the prompt for U.S. consumers.
Lindberg says the industry is seeing growth in a variety of world markets.
We have seen progress in Vietnam, Taiwan. We have seen a 50% increase of U.S. ethanol going into the United Kingdom.
Back in this hemisphere, Guatemala is instituting an ethanol mandate.
We're continuing to see tremendous progress on getting that E10 blend mandate implemented by June 30th of this summer. And it was great for President Arevalo and I to connect and make sure that we're staying on track for implementation of that particular agreement.
Meanwhile, Brazil continues to protect its domestic producers with steep import tariffs, the subject of a U.S. trade probe, while the U.S. levies a mere 2.5% duty on Brazilian ethanol. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the AgriPlex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM, or listen live on KDHNradio.com.